Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those ships out at sea. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will be recognized as such, will not be recognized as such, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com, and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this afternoon's special session here for bringing in the new year will be Kathy, K6SUN. She'll be backed up by Gary up there in Syracuse. I see you online. Good afternoon to you, Gary, and that's RMO. Our temperature here in my neighborhood is currently 64 degrees. A little cold for us. I know it's a little warm for you guys up there where you'd like to see it. It's supposed to be down to about 55 tonight. Wind is blowing at about 12 miles an hour out of the north. So, Gary, set your garage door for me, would you please? Okay, do we have any emergencies or anything out of the ordinary that need to be handled here before we go any further? If so, call now, please. Hearing nada, how about birthdays? Today, yesterday, last week, this coming week? We'd like to pat you on the back, say happy in two ways, not only for the new year, but for the birthday, and bring you up here front before we get started. Call now if anybody exists in that arena. Over. Okay. You've heard it before. You're going to hear it again. We're not getting any older. I'm not going to go into the announcements in any detail here today. I will say to you that they are all posted on our website. We've done a lot of changing around with the website. We all think it's for the better. We'd appreciate you taking a look at it if you haven't yet. We have a poll questionnaire short and sweet over on the right-hand sidebar of the website. Tell us what you think. If it looks like an improvement, if you like it, you know, etc., etc. And very shortly, we will be changing the banner within the next few minutes. In the centerfold of the website, in order to show New Year's and what's happening as to today and this evening. Okay, Kathy, it's over to you. Thanks for being there once again, KY6V to K6SUN.
Well, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and thank you, Gordon, for introducing the program this afternoon. I want to welcome everyone everywhere, and boys and girls, ladies and gents, and all those ships out at sea. You know, with the beginning of the countdown on New Year's Eve, it's time to greet the new year with new enthusiasm. And that website sure has greeted myself with new enthusiasm for the new year. And may the new dawn bring the freshness in your life like a fresh morning dew. And may every morning be like starting up a brand new day. Now remember the song, Auld Lang Syne. Do you know the words, but do you really know what it means? In the Scottish dialect, it means the good old days. The traditional lyrics begin with, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. And the entire song message merely means to just forget about the past and look ahead to the new year with hope. Even the rowdiest of parties has often ended with quiet drunks singing this song as a tribute to the past year. And many of us sing it without really knowing what we're saying. We just sing it to be part of the old lang gang of the night. Let me just take a pause here for a moment. You know, using noise to welcome in a new year goes way back to ancient times when it was felt that noise scared off evil spirits. Imagine what our ancestors would have thought about all the high-tech speakers and the amplifiers and such today. To them, the world would be pretty pure with all this noise, but very few of us link New Year's with evil spirits. They still feel noisemakers are a must for New Year's parties. You know, in Denmark, they smash in the New Year by hanging on the doors of their friends' homes and throwing pieces of broken pottery against the sides of the houses. In Japan, dancers go from house to house making strange noises and rattling and pounding bamboo sticks and banging on drums. In many parts of the U.S., firecrackers are set off at midnight to mark the New Year. And this is also the main celebration in Vietnam, Hawaii, and South America. Father Time is the symbol of the year that is coming to a close, and a baby then becomes the symbol for the new year ahead. These serve as metaphors for the death of one calendar year and the birth of a new one. On this note, wishing you a very happy new year, I'm going to throw it to there for general check-ins to begin off, to talk a little bit about your resolutions, your winter storms, your outages, plans for New Year's, travel, football games, family time, celebrations, just anything you want to talk about. And then we'll continue with the program. So how about some general check-ins?
RMO.
And Six Victor.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and I want to wish each of you a happy new year. We have a little bit of a slow turnout this afternoon. Many people may be working or may be out buying those goodies they need for this evening. So this may be just a slower net today, and I may not go into everything, but I want to wish both of you a happy new year. Tell us what your plans are, maybe past plans, things have happened in the past. For the New Year's resolutions, just anything you want to talk about. I know Mr. Gary, he's going to be making a travel here today after this net to a short distance, I believe, to pick up a Christmas gift, I understand, Gary. Maybe you'd like to share that with us. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, hi, Kath and Gordon and everybody else. And before I forget, because you know me, I will forget, Happy New Year to all of you. And to all of South Cars, it's been quite a year, at least for me anyway. A lot of different life-changing type of things going on there. But I had to laugh when you were talking about evil spirits and noise, because certainly in my younger days, I drank a lot of evil spirits and made a lot of noise. but we're much tamer now as we have aged, and hopefully gracefully. But yeah, we're heading off to, it's 90 miles from here, Rochester, and heading up to my sister-in-law's house, where, as part of a conspiracy against me with my lovely wife and her sister, excuse me, they have withheld a Christmas gift from me in the fear that I would find out what it is. And we have to go to Rochester today to retrieve it, and that's our task for this afternoon. So we'll scoot up there, grab that, and then we're going to head back here tonight for a Chinese feast. every special occasion calls for Chinese food, so we're going to go up to there's a Chinese takeout place that's about a mile and a half from here. That's great, awesome place. Let me just buy a nickel. It's called Mr. Stir Fry, and we're going to pick up a poo-poo platter there and some goodies, and the only thing about Mr. Stir Fry is that he's been robbed about 15 times in the past 2 years, maybe 3 years, I don't know. But so if he's still in business by the time we get up there, we'll be grabbing all the good stuff. So that's what we've got for right now. I'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, Kath.
Well, thank you for being here today, Gary, Mr. Stir Fry. I love stir fry, and I love Chinese food. But Mr. Stir Fry, that's a unique name, and I'm not too sure I'd want to head out on New Year's Eve to a place that's been robbed 15 times. But hopefully you'll enjoy that trip. You know, I know why Stephanie and your sister-in-law hid this gift, is because you probably go into the closets in every nook and cranny to see see what's there as far as gifts. So maybe it's too big, and they knew that you would know what it was. Maybe it's that 500 galaxy. Who knows? So thank you, Gary, for being here, and hopefully you'll come back aboard as we continue on. Mr. Six Victor, how about telling us about your New Year's? Your plans? Do you stay up? Because I most definitely don't most of the time. I do hear the firecrackers, but I don't stay up anymore to watch the New Year. Or maybe past New Year's. Anything you'd like to share with us. In any of those resolutions, guys and gals as well, too. So KY6B, come aboard.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. And hi, Gary. Sounds like fun. It might be that Galaxy 500. I hope you got some towing mechanisms to pull it back. But great. I just wanted to wave at you, Kathy, since I opened up. I already talked about our weather a little on the cool side. Guys and gals, Steve, KF5VH has already posted the new banner on the center top of our website homepage. Happy New Year. And it shows the year being counted up to 2014. It's got the three partially shown. And I call it a dangling participle because the four isn't in full position yet. Because obviously it's not midnight here for us yet. So, Kathy, have fun with Annette. I'll be here in the background. I've got a couple of recordings going. So have a good one, and we'll get it posted here later this afternoon on the website. KY6V. Kathy?
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. You didn't share anything about New Year's, though, so hopefully as we continue on and you're listening, you'll share what your plans are for New Year's. But thank you, Steve. Also, I did see a picture last night, what it would look like, so I'm sort of excited to see what it looks like on the website. So everyone, if you haven't checked out that website, you're missing out on a real fantastic treat. So make sure you check that out. Well, you know, that's the end of my very short list. But I will throw it out there once again before I continue on. I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, New Year's wasn't always in January. So some of you may not know that. And maybe a little bit about the history. We want to talk about resolutions. We want to talk about you know, what the symbol of New Year's is. And then actually we're going to go in and talk, one of the main events that, if you're a football fan, obviously, is the Rose Bowl and the Tournament of Roses Parade. So let me throw it out there to any additional check-ins that would like to come aboard. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is our Happy New Year's Eve Day special. We'd sure like to hear from you. So at this point, if you'd like to check in, please come aboard.
November X-ray India.
Victor X-ray Papa.
And RMO.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I have four check-ins at this point, four additional check-ins. And it looks like I have two rechecks already, which is just great. I'm going to start. I have six Victor. I have NXI, VXP, and RMO. So let me start with you, six Victor. And hopefully you're going to share what your plans are for the New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or how your New Year's is going to start off. You know, 2014. How time has flown. Six Victor, come aboard.
Yeah, I'd say very fast. Thanks, Kathy. I neglected to comment on that on my last transmission. Hi, Mike, and hi, Rick. I'll tell you a quick story. Well, first of all, I stay home on New Year's Eve. That's been a practice of mine for many years. It's safer and sounder. And sometimes I make it to midnight, and sometimes I don't. So a cute little story. Steve and I were talking here yesterday when Steve came up with this banner that he just posted on the website. And he says, what time zone should we key this on? And I said, well, you know, we normally do it in Eastern Standard Time and relate to Zulu and the five-hour offset. But I said, you can't depend on me to be there at midnight. You wanted to switch this thing at exactly midnight tonight. So I said, you know, if you're going to be there, super, let's do it that way. I guess he got thinking about this, because he decided that he was going to put it up here at noon today, so he didn't have to worry about it at midnight tonight. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V.
Well, he probably won't be up till midnight, but maybe he will be. You know, the older I think I get, but I think even when I was younger, I didn't stay up to watch the New Year. To me, the New Year's going to come. Whether I stay up to watch it come in, or I just see it in the new day. So I never, like you, I don't stay up to watch it. That's an age thing. I don't do any partying, and so I don't go. I, unfortunately, am going to be heading out after I finish the net to get into the store to get what I need for, you know, a dinner, maybe today and tomorrow. I did this last year. I had the black-eyed peas and ham, and I think they always tell us that it's good luck, and we all need good luck in the new year. But when I talk about time passing by, I was just thinking about South Cars and that we're celebrating our fifth birthday very soon, going into our sixth year. So, you know, I've thought about how time has flown. So with that, I'll break with you, and hopefully you'll come back aboard. I'm going to pick up Mr. Mike up in Maine, who is having some nasty weather, I'm sure. WA1NXI, come aboard. Share with us what your plans are for the new year.
Well, good afternoon, Kathy and Gordon and Gary and Rick and everybody else aboard. Wish everybody a happy new year. Well, not really much for plans, Kathy. We're going to get some Chinese from Mainland after for dinner tonight. We usually do that every new year. Other than that, not a whole lot. Sit back and enjoy some eggnog, and don't even know if we'll be up to celebrate New Year's. We'll have to wait till tomorrow when we get out of bed to see it. Never has been a real big deal for me, New Year, Kathy, just another day. I have to remember to write the right year when I sign stuff and stuff like that. But other than that, not a whole lot seems to change. And let me see, I was going to say something else. Oh, the weather's not real bad today. It's cold, but the sun's out. Hoping it's going to melt some of the ice off the top of my roof so I don't have to go up there and chop it. I scraped all the snow off it yesterday, and the ice goes all the way up to the peak, so hopefully the sun's going to melt a little of that off for me, save me a little work. But other than that, Kathy, not doing a whole lot today, kicking back and just enjoying the sunshine. This is WA1NXI, back to net.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us today. It sounds like you have a busy household there, so hopefully all the family's going to get together at least some part during the day and enjoy the very last day of 2013. Seems you and Gary both are going to have Chinese food today. So maybe at some point both of you, and Gary, he's going to be coming up, can share with us what the meaning of Chinese food, maybe to celebrate a new year, is. So hopefully the two of you can share. And I think I told you, Mike, I'd talked to my mother over the weekend, and it was pretty cold up there. It's going to be cold. And she'd been involved in the ice storm and lost power. But, you know, I know it's colder up in that area. Actually, my temperature right now is about 72. I've reached my high, and it's going to be a low of about 65. Slight chance of rain, but you know, it's a fairly warmer day down here than you guys up there, but we've seen it a lot warmer, and I think it's actually going to go down pretty low tonight and probably the week ahead. Thank you, Mike, for being here. Hopefully you'll come back aboard and check in at any point that you'd like to check in. But if we don't talk to you again, have a very happy new year and a splendid new year that's coming up. I'm going to pick up VXP, Mr. Rick, up there in Ohio, see what he'd like to share with us about resolutions, plans, what you're going to have to eat. Maybe it's that Chinese food. Or anything you'd like to tell us. Maybe about some past New Year's days or eves. N1VXP, come aboard.
This is N1VXP. Hopefully left enough for any resets. I think back over the years, back when I was in Connecticut, we used to have the idea of going to a Chinese restaurant New Year's Eve, part of the activity. And it basically is because most of the other restaurants close early on New Year's Eve in preparation for New Year's Day brunch. So not too many restaurants left open. It seems like the Chinese restaurants were always with the idea they could put out a nice special. And, it was something once a year was a great idea. I'm not sure exactly when it started, but seemed like I say, one of their busiest days or evenings is New Year's Eve. I think partly it's because you can always buy the food already cooked up. You don't have to prepare anything. And you don't really have to do much with the leftovers because you usually get just enough to satisfy the evening. Mentioning about past years, when I was up in Connecticut, we used to have, well, we still have, the first night, which is a family activity throughout the city. And if I was up there this year, I would be involved in the 25th. They've noted that they're the 25th year of doing this. Let me drop for a second. And, 25 years. That's quite a few years in a row that they've been doing that activity. They've improved a few areas. And they moved, they also have what they call Festival of Lights, which starts before Christmas and runs after New Year's. They used to take a plaza area and put up all fancy lighting, and they've moved that from the plaza, which is no longer there, to the city park, and they've incorporated that as another part of the first night. But as far as New Year's Eve, past couple of years, I really didn't bother staying up. I used to stay up and watch Dick Clark, and really enjoyed the show. But over the past couple of years, it's changed enough, and I'm like, okay, maybe I don't need to stay up. I don't remember if I stayed up last year or not, but it's always a lot of fun watching the special programs on as far as the evening. And New Year's resolutions, I've always felt that you can make a resolution, but how many resolutions are actually followed through? How many people really stick to a resolution? The only one I have that I would like to do maybe next year is a couple of traveling trips, and also doing some personal goals that I've had in the back of my mind to maybe follow through with. Other than that, really not much else. Good net. And 1VXP back to net control.
Well, thank you, Rick, for sharing that with us about the Chinese restaurants. I've never thought of that. I'm trying to think when Chinese New Year is. I'm not sure if it's the middle of the month or whatever. So maybe it's because they don't celebrate the New Year. You know, and I think they've already received their New Year in Japan, if I recall. So, but thanks for sharing that and sharing about resolutions. I agree. And I'll talk a little bit about that because, you know, most of the time if we make them, we never keep them, just like what you've said. But I hope to go through a little bit of that just for information for everyone. So thank you, Rick. Come aboard at any time that you'd like to come back aboard. And as we continue on this afternoon, celebrating the new year. I'll break with you, and I'm going to pick up my backup, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, and see what you have to tell us about why you and Mike want to have Chinese food. Is this a symbol of the new year, or is it just what Rick is saying, that most restaurants are closing early? So, Mr. Gary, come aboard.
Well, thank you once again, Kath, and I wanted to mention the weather before I did anything else. Mike says it's 3 degrees there, and we have 21 bone-chilling degrees here in Syracuse. Got a wind on it, and they keep talking about, nobody is saying anything specific, but they keep talking about all the snow that we're supposed to get, but they won't tell us how much and when. They're just talking, it's like, it's going to snow. So, stand by for news on that one. Why do Mike and I want Chinese food on New Year's Eve? I think that Chinese food on New Year's is a New York, New England type of a thing. I can recall as a little kid going over to my Aunt Wanda's house, and she would let us stay up and watch the ball drop and eat Chinese food. And the reason we went over there was that they had bucks, and we could see it in color. They had a color set, so it was really good. It was a treat, you know. It was a big deal. So we would go over there and have our Chinese, and that's stuck ever since. And I know lots of folks from the greater New England area that always have Chinese on New Year's. So I think that's kind of a regional thing in the Northeast. And how do you tell if you're in an authentic Chinese restaurant? I'm going to buy a nickel and then I'll tell you. The way to tell if you're in an authentic Chinese restaurant is simply this. Go into the restroom and look on the wall. And the sign should read, "Employees must wash hands before returning to walk." And with that, we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RM.
I figured we'd come up with a clever comment from you about the Chinese restaurant. Very, very funny. And they always have the Chinese insignias, if they're probably genuine, too. And unless you know Chinese, you probably can't read it. But I want to thank Rick for putting in the text box. The Chinese New Year is January the 31st, and it's the year of the horse. So it's too bad that George is not listening, because he's about the only one I know that has horses. So let me continue on, and then I once again am going to ask for check-ins. But you know, New Year's Eve is December 31st. Every year, each and every year, is celebrated in countries that use the Gregorian calendar with the United States, Australia, British Isles, North and South America, Europe, Scandinavia, and the former Soviet Union as the main regions in the world who welcome in a new year. It is exactly at the stroke of midnight on December 31st of the current year that marks the transition to the new year ahead. Celebrations, like I said, may be wild parties or solemn times of prayer. Some participants will dress up in silly outfits and wear comical hats, and this should be you, Gary. Drink champagne and use traditional items called noisemakers to express their joy and hope for the new year ahead. Unfortunately, with some people, this behavior gets taken a bit too far. Some people have been known to make improper advances to co-workers at parties, throw their arms around total strangers on the streets or in crowds, and other things that would be considered totally unacceptable any other day of the year. And yet there are others who attend masses at their church or synagogue or get together in large crowds, such as New York City's Times Square, to watch the ball drop. Let me take a pause. Now, in London, crowds gather together in Trafalgar Square to count down the closing of the old year and welcome in the new. And, you know, I think every year we hear from Mr. Scotland just at the time. He comes on Echolink, and so we can hear the new year. In Atlanta, and it's too bad that Jim and Rebecca aren't here, but in Atlanta, the Georgia peach, it's a giant peach, is dropped. And this began as a competition with New York's apple. However, today, New York now drops a laser in a hand-cut crystal ball. Some historians feel that our New Year's Eve celebrations can be traced back to an ancient Roman observance around the time of the winter solstice. And we've heard that so much in the past week, Saturnalia. This holiday was known for totally letting go of the discipline and rules for behavior and was known to get out of hand. You know, to help curb the problem of overzealous celebrators on December 31st and to protect those who want to bring in the new year quietly, many cities in the United States started a popular trend. It's called the First Night Celebration. It was held in Boston in 1976 to replace the boisterous partying with cultural events, performances, and non-alcoholic beverages. So I want to welcome both Kim and Mr. Scotland here to our Happy New Year special. Let me take a pause, and then I'm going to ask for some check-ins. You know, the custom of singing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve goes back to the British Isles from the 18th century, when guests ended a party standing in a circle and singing the song. The custom first was rooted in Scotland, and we want to throw our highs there to Mr. Scotland, because the lyrics were written in 1788. Many feel that Auld Lang Syne came from a traditional Scottish folk melody. So, Gary, I hope that you'll come back aboard. Have you ever gone to Times Square to watch the ball drop, or do you just watch it on TV? Because it's probably not, you're probably the closest to New York City, and hopefully you can share any experiences. So at this point, let me throw it out there to anyone anywhere who would like to come aboard to check in, merely just to say Happy New Year, or maybe you have some things you'd like to share with us, resolutions, time with family, traveling, or just anything at all. So at this point, please come aboard.
Delta Foxtrot Papa.
RMO.
Victor Hotel.
All right. Thanks so much, each and every one of you. Bill, DFP, my backup, Mr. Gary, and Steve, our fantastic web worker, I should say, and a fantastic job. And Mr. Scotland, LVQ, I was hoping that you'd be here so that I could wish you a Happy New Year over the air. So, with that, I'm going to pick up you, Bill, first of all. One of the things that happened to you just recently was the eye operation. So, let me know how that is going and how everything is with you and your family. Your plans for the new year, New Year's Eve. I didn't hear for you over Christmas, so I want to wish you a belated Merry Christmas. So, maybe you'd like to share that as well. Thanks for joining our Happy New Year special on New Year's Eve Day. Mr. Bill, DFP, come aboard.
Yeah, good afternoon, Kathy, and everyone. It looks like I've got several check-ins here, so Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and to all. And, yeah, well, I grew up in New York City, and so I had the opportunity to go to Times Square. That was years ago, of course. And I was there once or twice. Not all that impressed. I guess when you live in New York City, it's nice. But it's been a long time, and I really have no desire to go over to Times Square on New Year's Eve any longer. Watch it on TV, perhaps, a little bit. But even that, maybe I'm telling my age a little bit, but since Guy Lombardo stopped playing on New Year's Eve, I kind of don't even bother to stay up that much. I do occasionally, but I just miss Guy Lombardo on New Year's Eve. Well, let's see. Yeah, we like Chinese food, and occasionally on New Year's Day, and I think as somebody mentioned earlier, a big part of that is because all the other restaurants are usually closed. So that's one reason why we go to Chinese food, but I enjoy Chinese food as well. Well, let's see. I just found out today or yesterday something interesting, and that is my grandson this coming year, I think maybe in June, he's been waiting and waiting, and he's been selected. He just got his degree not long ago in environmental engineering, and he's been waiting to be selected by the Peace Corps.
And he got his selection just the other day to go to Panama in June, I think. His mother called me this morning and all excited about it, and also a little disgruntled because she won't be able to talk to him for about 2 years. I said, uh-huh. What he needs to do is get his amateur radio license and bring equipment down there. She was all excited about that, so we may have another ham in the family. We'll work on it anyway. Happy New Year to everyone, and back to you, Kathy, W4DFP.
Well, thank you so much, Bill, for sharing that about your grandson and the Peace Corps. And that's a good suggestion. You'll have to encourage him to check out our website for those classes and get himself that technician license so at least his mother can hear from him before those 2 years. But you didn't tell me about the eye. Is it improving and is it doing better? And you too talked about Chinese and what each and every one of you have said. It's because none of the other restaurants are open. Then they close early. I'm not sure about some of the stores. I think some of those are closing early. But I didn't know that they're about the only ones that are left open. I want to turn it back to you just for an update, Bill, on the eye situation and has it improved? And I know it will, but has it improved just yet? And just give us a status report.
Okay, Kathy. Well, thank you. It got to a certain point, and now I can't really use it. In fact, it's just kind of annoying. And if I close my right eye, all I see is blur out of the left eye. However, as I understand, the procedure is going to be in about 4 months from now. They may have to do another surgery to take out some silica gel that they put behind the retina. Maybe somebody else has had that experience. But anyway, they have to go in and take the gel out that they put behind the retina to hold the retina in place, I guess. And supposedly after that, it should improve the vision. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. back to you, Kathy, W4DFP.
All right, Bill, thanks for sharing that. It doesn't sound very interesting, and hopefully it will improve and just get better and better. But thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll look forward to a status report in the future, and hopefully, like I said, it will improve. But you and your family have a very wonderful new year ahead of you, and prosperous health. And just have a great new year starting. And thanks for being here today, but come aboard at any time if there's anything further you'd like to share. I'm going to pick up my backup, Mr. Gary Casey, 2RMO, who does live in New York, and maybe he can share with us on whether he has ever attended Times Square for that ball dropping. And anything else you'd like to share with us this afternoon, Gary, so please come aboard.
Thanks, Kath, and hello again, everybody. I've never done it, believe it or not. I've never seen the ball drop in person. Certainly watched it on TV enough times, and I can remember Guy Lombardo. But Steph, who is up at the bank right now, had actually done that 1 year. She drove down and watched it. She said it was kind of crazy, but it wasn't as impressive as you might think. So. As Bill was talking about, maybe it's just, maybe it's a TV type of event. You know, when you do it in person, it's a different perspective. But we were talking about going down anyway just to do it. It just never, happened this year, but we'll probably end up going down there one of these years just to, for the sake of doing it. Who knows? But she said it wasn't quite what you'd think it would be. Just a lot of people and some moderate insanity. But it's not the big deal they make it to be on TV. This year is going to be interesting for me anyway. This is a whole new lifestyle for me this year where. I'm still getting used to the idea of being semi-retired, It's quite a different feeling, but I've got a lot of goals to set and a lot of things to do, personal goals. You know, I want to get myself back in shape and get some more work done on this house than I've been able to do in previous years. So those are my two primary focuses, foci. That's basically going to be the thrust of where we're going with it in the new year. But work on Gary and work on the house. I think that's probably the way to go with it. But I'm not forsaking Chinese food in any of that. if anything, more. That's what I say. More Chinese food. So with that, we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, you know, Gary, all I've got to say about going to New York City for the ball dropping, all I've ever seen is massive amounts of crowds, and I don't like crowds too much, so I'm not sure if I could be at it, and I think you see just as much, just like you do with sporting events, you probably see just as much on television as you would in person. I guess it's the experience of saying you've been there, and then hopefully one day you'll do that. But myself, I lived closer to New York City than I am now, but I never wanted to go to Times Square. So, but I thought maybe you had, and it's too bad Steph's not there so she could tell us the experience she had. But you said she didn't think it was any big deal. So thank you once again, Gary, and I'm glad you're enjoying that retirement. I'd like to know how to get closer to it. And actually, the next person I'm going to check in, VH, is sort of semi-retired. He retired from one job and went back into another and has been so active the past couple of weeks here on our website. So, Mr. VH, Steve, I want to thank you so much for what you've done with the website. It is so visually exciting for me and for everyone who's looked at it. So thank you for that. So KFIVH, please come aboard. Share with us your plans for the new year. Maybe experiences in the past. Maybe what you're going to eat, because you always have some interesting food. So Mr. Steve, please come aboard.
Well, Kathy, very nice of you to say that. Thank you. And to you, Kathy, and everyone on board the net today, a belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Still fighting a cold in my nose, so I will try to enunciate a little bit. 41 degrees here. The forecast was for clear skies, and we still have overcast. This has been the longest stretch of lousy weather I can remember in a long time. Let's see, New Year's. Well, I guess our New Year's breaks down into three different sections. There was the section before we had kids, the section while we had kids, and the section after the kids went out on their own. We were never big party animals, but before kids, it seemed like we were trying to do something. After we had our first boy, the risk-reward didn't seem very good, so we tended to stay home. And now, it's certainly not worth going out, at least not in our estimation. And occasionally, we'll even make it to midnight. Let me let the timers reset. As far as food goes, here, I imagine like most of the South, it's cabbage and black eyes. You want to make sure on the first day of the year you eat cabbage and you have black eyes. And somewhat differently, when I was growing up in northern Indiana, it was cabbage, but the thing that went with it was pickled herring, which I don't do, but I have replaced those with sardines. So I try to do cabbage and sardines on the first day of the year. Back to you, Kathy. Everyone have a great new year. KF5VH.
All right. Thank you, Steve. You know, I was going to ask you what you do with the cabbage. You just have cabbage rolls, or do you have just a cabbage salad? Cabbage and sardines. I'm not sure about that. I do like sardines, and it's been a long, long time since I've had it, but usually I would have it on a sandwich. But, you know, it's also something my kitty cat probably would like to see me have is the sardines, because I'm sure they'd she'd like to eat that. But I've never thought of cabbage and sardines. So I'll throw it back to you for one comment, Steve. Is there anything besides sardines that I can have with the cabbage besides just a salad? I'm going to have the black-eyed peas. I'm thinking of it as a salad. But I was going to use lettuce instead. So let me throw it back to you. And sorry you've been under the weather as well. And I think you have a few more days before you head back to school and work. So, Steve, maybe give me a suggestion what I can have with the cabbage.
Well, Kathy, I wouldn't try to eat the sardines and the cabbage together. Cabbage, coleslaw, cabbage roll, smothered cabbage. You just cook down the cabbage and throw in some tasso or some andouille. That would all work. And the sardines, you dress that up with hot sauce, maybe. Back to you, Kathy, KF5VH.
Well, somehow I knew, Steve, you were going to say hot sauce, and you know I can't tolerate any type of hot sauce. Went to a restaurant yesterday where actually in their menu they have the different kind of sauces with the chicken, and one of those was suicide hot sauce. So I can only imagine that probably the steam would come sending out people's ears. I've never seen that on a menu, suicide hot sauce. So thank you, Steve, so much for giving me those suggestions, for doing what you did for South Cars with the website. And I enjoyed your comment about very rarely can you stay up to midnight. And it's been a long time since I've done that, unless I'm busy doing something. And usually it's way, way before that. So thank you so much for being here. Mr. LBQ, I see that you're back. And I want you to come aboard and share with us. I actually was going to talk about it, and you may be able to pronounce it better than I can. Hog May, Nay, I believe, is a celebration in Scotland. So maybe you'd like to share that with us. But tell us how things are going, and how close it's, what's the atmosphere over there in Scotland for the new year coming. And thanks for being here today. MM3LPQ from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, good evening, well, good afternoon to everybody, and good evening from me. It's 5:50 over here. What I will say, you say good new year, or a happy new year, and over here in Scotland we say a good new year, and a happy hug money. I hope you got that one, Kath. I'll give you a weather forecast, Kath. It's 43 Fahrenheit, 6 Celsius. Humidity is 81, the wind is 10 to 30 mile an hour, and as usual, about 80% chance of rain. Well, what we have over here for heating anyway, we have, most of us on steak pie, roast potatoes, cabbage, carrots, and, well, I don't like peas, but some of them do. Then we have a pudding after that. But I'll be up at 12 o'clock. I like this time of year. I get to say a happy new year to everybody. Twice. Because over here in Scotland, as you know, we're 5 hours in front of you. And at 12 bells, as the bells ring, I will be coming on to Scars and shouting a good new year to everybody. And then 5 hours after it, I'll be doing the same again, coming on to see who's on here at 12 o'clock over there. So, I hope everybody has a better year next year than they had this year, and a healthier one. By the way, Kath, I did have a look at the website. Boy, you were a bonny baby when you were born. You're a grand wee lass. And Gordon, first time I've seen your photograph, if you're listening. I hope you've got a comment for that one. But this is Mike Free, Lima, Victor, Quebec, in West Central Scotland, and I think that's about it, Kath. I'll see a good new year to everybody else again. And I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is Mike Free, Lima, Victor, Quebec, West Central Scotland.
Well, Mr. Scotland, I enjoyed your comment about the pictures. Actually, I didn't want to show a picture of what I look like now. So, that baby picture is actually, it was 6 months old. You probably have no clue what I look like. There have been other pictures of me posted on the photo gallery, the Ham Fest, so it'd be interesting to see if you could find me in those pictures. But those pictures are fantastic. We just recently, Steve put one on of Slav in there, so it gives you an idea of what our staff looks like, and a little bio on them, and so we hope that you've enjoyed that. And if you haven't taken that poll, Mr. Scotland, make sure you do that as well, because right now it's looking as though it is a fantastic improvement, and I do agree. You know, I wanted to share a little bit about what Mr. Scotland was talking about it, and he's talking about the new year, and I probably mispronounced it, Hogmanay, I believe. But, you know, I want to share with everyone that sometimes they involve friends or family members by going to each other's houses with a gift of whiskey and sometimes a lump of coal. You know, and the people in Scotland follow a ritual that appears nutty but actually has great significance. One can find barrels of tar set afire and gradually roll down the streets in the villages of Scotland. So I'm glad that you came aboard today, Mr. Scotland, to share with us. And, you know, I always hear you coming on midnight your time saying Happy New Year to South Cars. But to stay up until it is our midnight, that's 5 o'clock or so in the morning for you. Hopefully you'll get some rest. So thank you for being there, and thank you everyone for coming aboard. Let me drop it here, then I'm going to continue a little bit with just a little bit about the history, in case you're not familiar, that Happy or New Year's was not always in January, and I want to share that with you. So let me take a pause. All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I just want to share a little bit of the ancient history with you as we continue in our New Year's Day celebration. You know, January 1st is considered New Year's Day in today's society, but this is a fairly new concept because up until the time of Julius Caesar, the Romans celebrated the New Year in March because it was the first month in the Roman calendar. Because of the different calendar system used in ancient Babylonian, the actual New Year started with the new moon, which was followed by the first day of spring in March. In that time, New Year's Eve and any celebrations associated with it transpired over 11 days. Every day was a different type of celebration, which usually signified rebirth, a new period of blossoming, and a new season of crops. And I won't go much further into that, but, you know, although the date for New Year's is not the same in every culture, it is always a time for celebration and for customs to ensure good luck in the coming year. In the Northern Hemisphere, the winter solstice marks the first day of the season of winter. The pagan celebration of winter solstice is one of the oldest winter celebrations in the world. It is a celebration of the shortest day and the longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, where the North Pole is at its furthest point away from the sun. So with that, I'm going to once again ask for anybody to check in. If you've checked in once, you're more than welcome to come back aboard. If you haven't, we'd sure like to hear from you. So I'm looking for check-ins.
X-ray, Charlie, X-ray.
Well, Happy New Year, Mr. Woody. Come aboard. Share with us what maybe you're doing in your household, maybe past New Year's days or New Year's Eve, and how your family is. But thanks for being here to share with South Cars on a New Year's Eve day.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Kathy, I think it's a real good thing you're doing on New Year's Eve. I'm really enjoying it. We were talking about cabbage, a good thing to have with cabbage, and what we, our tradition is to have corned beef and cabbage. Corned beef and cabbage was actually a Scottish tradition, I believe. And so our Scotsman may talk about that a little bit. Okay. It may be an Irish tradition, I'm not sure which one, in which case, you know, the Scottish would not like that very much. But anyway, we have that. Now, you know that I'm from Texas, so I like hot sauce. As a matter of fact, I was lactose intolerant as a baby. So they raised me on salsa, you know, and salsa and buttermilk. But I thought the salsa was pretty good, and now I can eat pretty hot salsa. But I still can't, you know, go into for the firehouse and stuff, what somebody's calling on the website, Three Mile Island hot sauce. But anyway, everything else seems to be working out just fine, and I just hope that the new year comes out just as good, if not better, than the last. And I hope to find a job sometime this year, but nobody wants to hire an old blind man. What can I say? Yeah. Talk to you later on. N5XCX, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Woody, I want to wish you and yours a very happy new year. And hopefully it will be just as fantastic as this year. You know, every year brings challenges to all, each and every one of us. For about 6 years, now I've lived in Florida for almost 8, I believe. It will be almost 8. I've not experienced any hurricanes, so that has been special for me, and I don't haven't experienced the snow that they have up north, and I've been healthy, and I have a fantastic job, and I have a lot of people who care about me, so I have to be thankful for all that. But yes, Steve was putting in the text box about the hot sauce being called Three Mile Island. You know, a lot of people like hot sauce, but I just can't tolerate anything that is even, I can't even use chili powder when I'm making chili. It's just too hot. And I want to enjoy the food, not be drinking all day. So thank you, Woody, for coming aboard. Let me share a little bit about resolutions. And as we talk about this, you know, think about what you've done in the past. Like Gary is talking about, he says he needs to get on that treadmill and to do this and to do that. We all make them, but we don't keep them. But I'm going to share a little bit with you, so let me just take a pause for a moment. You know, and today, no one really considers January 1st as a fasting day. Ironically, for many, it's a major day of feasting on junk food and watching football games on television, or in Mike's case and Gary's case and some of your others' cases, it's Chinese food. So how did New Year's resolutions all begin? Once again, we go way back to the wild and crazy parties of the ancient Romans. They indulged themselves in alcoholic and sexual excess as a way of acting out all the chaos that they hoped a new year would get rid of. So the New Year's festival was a way to start over. By purging yourself of all this so-called excess energy and confessing your sins, there was a hope that you would be a much better in the new year ahead. Now, the Puritans never did approve of all the New Year's hoopla, so of course they went for this religious renewal of cleansing, purging, fasting, and confessing idea. So they encouraged young people not to waste the new year on foolish things, but to use it as an opportunity to make good change in their lives for the good. So like some Christians, they made New Year's vows or pledges focused on overcoming their own weaknesses. The custom of making New Year resolutions came into vogue in the 20th century. But most of it was done with jest and an understanding that they would not be kept. since humans were naturally backsliders by nature to their nasty habits and ways. Let me pause again. The resolutions today are simply a secular version of the religious vows made in the past towards spiritual perfection. They're often made with good intentions and broken with a sense of humor and renewed annually. Personally, myself, I do not make resolutions because most times they're never kept. But let me say this about that, and Mike was talking about this earlier. January 1st, 2014 is just around the corner. And Americans across the country take this time to reflect on the past year and decide what parts of themselves they hope to change and improve for the upcoming year. To embrace 2014, let's look at the top New Year's resolutions, and then maybe you guys can come aboard and share on any of these. Spend more time with family and friends, get fit, exercise more, that's Gary, lose weight, quit smoking, enjoy life, manage stress, get out of debt and manage money, learn something new, drink less alcohol, get healthier. And in Gary's case, he's going to continue with his education. So let me take another pause as I continue on about resolutions before I ask for check-ins. You know, resolutions are popular pastimes to make for every New Year. Friends often sit around and discuss or share these resolutions with each other on New Year's Eve. You know, when we make these resolutions, we make promises too. But now we make them to ourselves. Almost everyone either stays up until midnight or tries to. At the stroke of midnight, people shout Happy New Year and hug each other. The telephone lines all over the United States are jammed as people call those that they cannot be with on New Year's. Of course, not everyone has a party on New Year's. Some people observe the New Year, like I said, religiously. They attend church services. Do you have resolutions? What are some of your resolutions? Do you keep them? Do you stick with them? So that's about all I'm going to say about resolutions. You know, like I already said, I don't make them because they're very hard to keep. So how about you? Coming aboard, check in about resolutions or anything else you'd like to talk about. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is our happy New Year's celebration on New Year's Eve. Any check-ins?
RMO.
And XCX recheck.
All right, at this point I have two check-ins, Mr. RMO and Mr. Woody. Let's start with you, Gary. I've already heard that you're going to get on that treadmill more. I've already heard that you're going to work on the house a little more. And we do know that you're going to continue with your education. You're just going to take some time off. So tell us, anything else you'd like to share with us on resolutions or anything else? Gary, come aboard.
Thank you, Kat. Well, you know, education, I mean, I should be graduating this year. If not this year, it'll be the first quarter of next year. Even taking the 6 months off, that's, you know, still part of my resolutions is to take that one home. So we're getting close on that one. Normally, I don't do, like you, I don't do resolutions, but I do, like, set very broad-based goals, you know. So, but I'm looking at the list here, and I'm saying, well, number one, spend more time with friends and family, because I have more time to spend now. Already working on number two, already working on number three, don't have to worry about number four. Number five is a big one for me. We're going to work on that one. Number six, that'll be the day. Number seven, learn something new. And I guess that falls under me finishing my degree. Quit years ago on number eight and eat healthier. I'm always looking to do that. But right now, tonight, I am not going to eat healthy at all. I guess Chinese food is healthy to an extent, so you know that's okay. Hey, and that's I want to mention too. That was the first time I had ever heard of cabbage and black-eyed peas, but I looked it up and apparently it's for personal wealth and good health and overall just a general. Real good year, you know, that sort of thing. So I've got some I've got some cabbage salad in the fridge, but I'll be darned if I know where I'm going to find some black eyed peas. But we'll try. We're going to be on the road in a little bit, so let's see what we can find. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Well, Gary, black-eyed peas are in cans. If you want to buy them in the can, or you can buy them dry, and most of the time you cook them overnight. I think I did it last year in a crock pot overnight. I'm not sure if I did. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it this year. But I've looked into a recipe with a salad that has a lot of fresh vegetables, but it has those black-eyed peas. Putting ham in with the black-eyed peas is what I had last year. So, who knows? But black-eyed peas are at any grocery store, either the can with the vegetables or the dry, probably where rices and all that are. So you can find the black-eyed peas. Thank you, Mr. Gary, for going through the list. And I laughed when you laughed about number six, getting out of debt and managing money. You know, that's not going to happen for many people because they're always wanting something new. But thank you for sharing all that with us. And I'm going to hopefully we're going to start to wind down shortly so that all of you can enjoy the rest of your day. But I do want to go into a few other things. But let me pick up Woody first. N5XCX, come aboard.
Thank you again, Kathy. Well, I have to go with Gary's thought there that about the friends and family. Do you know that I tried to call my brother the other day and his phone numbers have changed? Something about that. Anyway, I also thanks a lot for coming back to me. I'll make it quick. I wanted to say, you know that I'm a very religious person, so that's one way of bringing in the new year as well. Okay. That's going to be my two resolutions there. So, back to you again, N5XCX, clear.
All right, thank you so much, Woody, for coming back aboard. And hopefully if you make those resolutions, you'll be able to keep them. Like I said, it's something I don't do because a lot of times it's very hard to keep. And sometimes I keep saying, I want to go down and be the weight I was a few years back. And I start that way, and then I see something that's really inviting to eat. I go off that. Dieting is a very hard resolution to keep, just like some of the other, I shouldn't say vices, but some of the other things we do in our lives. But thanks for being there. You know, I want, as we wind down today, I want you to think of your memories of New Year's Eve with family and friends. And do you stay up on New Year's? And we've talked about that. Do you shoot off those firecrackers? And I want to welcome Jim and Rebecca, who have just come aboard, because we talked about the peach dropping there in Georgia. You know, how long does it take for you to remember to write 2014 on checks or letters? How often do you find yourself destroying documents because you've written the wrong year? And this is what Mike was saying earlier. It takes me a while to remember to write. It took me a while to remember to write 2013. Now I have to start doing 2014. I remember last year when I sent my rent check in, and I wrote the year 2012. So my landlord contacted me and said I have the wrong year, and she asked me to resubmit. Yeah, I felt really sort of embarrassed. Does this happen to any of you? So at this point, I'll throw it out to you, Gary, you six Victor, anyone else that's connected that would like to come aboard and share any comments with us, any third-party traffic, any children out there. Before I start winding down and just talking about some sayings and traditions and unlucky days or popular days. So anyone, anywhere, want to come aboard?
The RMO.
Q-I.
VXP.
All right, I have three stations that would like to come aboard as we start looking for final check-ins. And is there anyone else out there? Anybody who hasn't checked in? Anybody who would like to recheck? Any comments you have about, putting that date on anything? Any popular days, any unlucky days, anything you'd like to share with us for this old year that's coming to a close as we prepare for the new year. Anything you'd like to share with us that happened during 2013 that was either interesting or not so interesting, or you would just like to share. Anybody else at this point that would like to come aboard? All right, hearing nothing, let me pick up you, Mr. Gary, first of all. You can tell us about your 2013. Actually, you made a trip to Florida, I believe, and I think it was this year. Your wife and you went to California, and maybe you'd like to share other things that happened in 2013, but please come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kath. Yeah, that was a big year for us, that's for sure. We did. We went to Florida. We saw both Gordon and Kathy, and had a great time down there. We always enjoy going to Florida, that's for sure. That trip in and of itself was kind of an experience, the way that it all worked out. Also, we did go to California, and that was awesome. Steph graduated from USC, and that was a terrific trip as well. A lot of fun there, and really enjoyed California too. Then, you know, you had a series of life-changing events. The company I was working for laid off a bunch of people, and they decided, they were kind enough to include me in that, but precipitated me deciding just to retire anyway, so I did. And at this point, I'm wholly retired, but I will become, I think I'm going to pick up something part-time in the next few months. It'll, you know, a few extra bucks won't hurt. Let me just buy a nickel. So a busy past, or very eventful, I guess I should say, 2013. You know, you just never know. And that's the thing. You never do know what's, you know, nobody's got that crystal ball where you're going to be able to see into the future. And I didn't foresee a lot of that coming. I know I was ready to pull the pin. I was like, I had enough of that place, and I really was not doing what I wanted to do anyway, so that was good. I mean, the opportunity, the thought was in my mind, but the opportunity presented itself. So, getting out of that and kind of making a new life for myself was a big deal. You know, obviously it's a big deal, but it was a good thing too. I do not regret making that decision at all. So now I look at 2014 as doing, making the best of that good decision, you know, optimizing that good decision. So we'll see where that all takes me. Who knows where we're going to be this time around, a year from now. But I guess that's why it's an adventure, right? So we'll see where it all goes. It's KC2RMO. Oh, by the way, as we are winding things down, let me just one more time. Because we've had a couple of folks coming in, too. Happy New Year to each and every one of you, and I hope it's a great one for you. Back to the net.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for sharing. You know, things started off not so much the year, but my school year was different, as you well know, for myself. And that went through a series of changes to where I'm at now. And, you know, every day is an adventure for myself in my teaching area. And in each of our lives, you know, things do happen. So far, 2013 has been a good year for me, and hopefully 2014 will just continue. You know, I can't do what you're doing quite yet. I can't retire. So I'll continue doing what I love doing, which is teaching, and we'll just see how the years go on. But, you know, I'm thinking of this year, you know, I had gotten a new computer. I've got Windows 8. I didn't do too much with getting any increased licenses with the ham radio. I'm trying to think back to the things that happened to me this year. But I am healthy, not wealthy, and sometimes wise. But with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. Jim up there in Georgia. Jim, we were talking about how Georgia drop a giant peach. And I think you shared this with us last year about that. So tell us how things are in your household, your plans for the new year, your plans for today, what you're going to have to eat, maybe how your Christmas was. And I sent both you and you just dropped off. So it looks like Jim and Rebecca dropped off, so I'll pick him up in a few minutes. Someone connected to him and booted him out of South Cars. So with that, Rick, I'm going to pick you up. VXP, come aboard.
This is N1VXP. I put in the text box a list of different things that are dropped on New Year's Eve. Yeah, Georgia has a peach. I heard something on the Weather Channel. Another part has the peanut, and under Wiki, there's quite a list of all the different cities and states that have different things dropped. One thing new this year in Hershey, Pennsylvania, is the Hershey Kiss. It's funny that they, in the news, they mention about a particular intersection. It was Chocolate Avenue and Cocoa Avenue. Now, the funny part is the actual building is across the from that intersection is Hershey, Chocolate Avenue and Park Avenue. But it's funny, it's an old building that used to be a department store, and they decided this year a 300-pound replica of a Hershey Kiss. And not surprising that they have... you know, different things all over the country, different items. But before I forget, for, let's see if I remember is right, W4DFP, yeah, he might get his son into amateur radio because there is a particular ham he does on Echolink from Panama. So apparently they do have the capability of transmitting and getting into conferences. I don't know the guy's call sign right offhand, but definitely interesting. Let me drop for a second. And as far as New Year's resolutions, well, actually I had one a couple of years ago. I kept saying I got to lose weight. Well, 2013 ended up being the year that I did it. I've gotten down to a halfway decent weight. I haven't gained any back, so I must be doing something right. Feel great about it. And I feel that, you know, once you lose the weight, the trick is to keep it off. But I seem to have been able to maintain it, and the doctor's been very happy. Before I did that, I was given the advice that if I don't lose the weight, I would be on certain medications, and... I guess by doing the weight loss, I don't have to worry about those. And it's something I enjoy. I think there was something else. I didn't write it down. As far as future resolutions, I think what we should all keep in mind is not, like you say, not to make one that you can't, don't make a resolution you can't fulfill. But look at every day as... to learn something new. And once you XP back to net control.
Thank you, Rick, for sharing that. And yes, it's always you can lose weight, but it's keeping it off, you know. And it was a few years back. I had gone through a little bit of stress, and I lost quite a bit of weight down to an area that was not probably safe for myself. And, you know, gradually I added it back. And now I'd like to be down a little further, closer to that. But, you know, it may not happen. You know, it just sometimes stress in our life is a time that you start eating. But I'm glad that you were able to get down to the weight, and hopefully you can keep that off. And good news that it prevented you from being on medication. That's great news. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. This is the Happy New Year's Eve special on South Cars. And I see that Jim, you're back. as I was talking about the Georgia peach being dropped and asking you about your resolutions, your household, what you were going to have to eat, you got someone connected to you and you got bounced off. So welcome back. Come aboard and share with us.
Yes, ma'am. This is KB4QI and KB4QX, as a matter of fact. Both of us are here. We'll say Happy New Year to everybody. Oh, wait a minute. I'm Echo 1880. Just in case anybody's putting that down. But anyway, Happy New Year to everybody and all like that. And yes, ma'am. We dropped the peach. It goes right along with the apple. But this ain't the Apple City. This is the Peach City. Okay. It goes for the Peach State. And when you see that thing come down, you'll be glad we're not the Watermelon State. That's one thing I've always been curious about. The state of Florida, among others, but the state of Florida has coconut trees. I don't hear about many people being caught on the noggin with a coconut, but I tell you something, honey, when that thing comes from about 100 feet in the air, it's bound to hit the ground with some pressure behind it. I don't want to walk under a coconut tree. It used to be my luck. That thing would turn loose one or more. But anyway, let's see. It's a very good day to everybody. Now, we got you something special here for this net. Oh, boy. I'm going to turn this thing over to the old, not that I won't say the old lady. Let's see. I have a little young bride of mine. And she's got a screen full of stuff to read off to you. So, KB4QX, KB4QY.
Oh, my. Good afternoon to everybody. You're on my net, and good morning to those that are still in the morning time. This is Rebecca, KB4QX. And I'm going to start off with the Echo 2100 that I forget to tell you just in case you want that. And this screen that Jim is wanting read to you, let's start off with, this is the information about today. And so I start off with a happy birthday. So in 1869, Henry Matisse, French Impressionist painter. And in 1880, happy birthday to George C. Marshall, which authored Marshall's Plan, which got the Nobel Prize in 1953 on this day. This was the part that got Jim started on this for today. Today is the National Make Up Your Mind Day. So I don't know what you're going to make up your mind about, but get it made up. And it's also Happy New Year's Eve. In 1960, the British East India Company was chartered. James Bradley announces Earth Motion of. In 1857, Queen Victoria chooses Ottawa as new capital of Canada. In 1862, Union ironclad ship Monitor sinks off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. In 1879, cornerstone was laid for the Aulani Palace. It's the only royal palace in the United States. And I'm going to look up on that one. I've not heard of that one before. Continuing on, in 1879, Edison gives public demonstration of his incandescent lamp. And we'll break again. Got about four more. In 1890, Ellis Island opens as a U.S. immigration depot. In 1946, President Truman officially proclaimed the end of World War II. In 1961, Marshall Plan expires after disturbing more than after distributing more than $12 billion. In 1974, U.S. citizens allowed to buy and own gold for the first time in 40 years. And in 1999, control of the Panama Canal reverts back to Panama. All right, that's the list. And that request has been honored, so happy Make Up Your Mind Day from KD4QX. Turn it back over to Net Control.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Rebecca, Mr. Jim. Make Up Your Mind Day. That's a fantastic day to have. We all need to make up our mind. And, you know, Mr. Gary, I received an email just from you that it is snowing. So maybe you want to share that with everyone as we start to wind down. I just really want to tell everyone there's some days, you know, and we talked about this earlier. December the 28th was supposed to be regarded as the unluckiest day. But actually, that was Saturday. We ran some very, very successful nets on that day, so I don't think it was so much bad luck. Today, you know, is the last day of the year, and you need to spend whatever you can, Gary, you know, those expensive gifts, so that you can use it on maybe on your income tax return. So you need to go out and get that 500 Galaxy so you can use it on your income tax return. But symbols of the new year usually is an old man or even Father Time. You know, it's a new baby as a symbol for the new year ahead. And a lot of the countries that I wanted to share, they all have traditions. And we've heard from Mr. Scotland, but there's different ones in all the different countries, just like us. But, you know, a symbol served for today and mainly tomorrow is the Tournament of Roses, the parade and the football games, the Rose Bowl parade. And actually this year, if I can watch it, I will, because Michigan State is in the Rose Bowl. So I'm going to throw it out here to see if I have anyone who would like to check in. This is probably the final check-in. I want to go through some facts. Did you ever attend the Rose Bowl game or the Rose Bowl parade in Pasadena? We'd like to share that. So let me throw it out there and see if I have any check-ins. And Mr. Gary, maybe you'd like to let me know whether it's snowing up in your area and whether it's a heavy or a light snow. So at this point, anyone anywhere that would like to come aboard.
Okay, RMO, you kind of cut out there for a minute, Kath, but RMO here.
VXP.
All right, sorry that I cut out. Hopefully I'm okay right now. Seems to be a problem with certain stations, certain areas, either cutting out. I saw that with Rebecca, too. She cut out for a while. So hopefully it's just the day. So with that, I have two check-ins, RMO and VXP. So I'll start with you, Mr. Gary. How bad is the snow? And, you know, at any point that you'd like to head your direction, I should be okay because I'm going to start to wind down. So, Gary, how are things up there in Syracuse?
Well, thanks, Kath. I just had to send that along. It's not the greatest picture. I just held the webcam up to the window, so you really couldn't see it. But those were giant snowflakes. We ended up with a squall coming our way. If you don't know the term, those who live around the Great Lakes are familiar with it, and it's basically a band of snow that comes off the lakes. And we were having a really good squall for about 20 minutes with these giant flakes. I mean, they were huge, so I figured I'd try to get a picture of it. And you can kind of see it in there, but it was pretty intense. It looked really cool, and I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more of it, too. So it's calmed down a little bit now, so it's just a kind of a generalized light snow. But I think we're going to be seeing a lot more where that came from. With that, we'll say back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
All right. Thank you, Gary. And hopefully you'll keep the nice little white flakes up in your general area so it doesn't head down our area. And I don't think it will, but you know, just on the safe side, package it and keep it up there. With that, I'll break with you, and I'll pick up Rick, N1VXP. Come back aboard, Rick.
This is N1VXP. I forgot to mention, current temperature, 27. Ooh, that's cold. Only going to get up to about 33. We've had a little bit of snow. And speaking of snow, yesterday we had a little bit of snow flurries. But it was that strange, I guess up in New England they call it a corn snow. The snowflakes really weren't snowflakes. They were like little specks of snow. Nothing like a flake at all. And that didn't really accumulate to much of anything. But those that are familiar with, as far as in New England, that type of snow is generally a spring type of late winter, early spring type of snow, and it's what skiers really like to have. It was kind of explained to me that it's not Rose Bowl Parade, it's the Rose Parade, and it starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and I agree that it'd be great to go to see it live, but for some reason TV is much better. I guess it's the vantage point that you can see a lot more. I saw on the Weather Channel they showed a little live area of Times Square, and already there are thousands of people lined up ready for tonight, so quite a crowd, a lot of traffic, vehicle traffic that will be stopped. I'm not sure exact time when they stop it, but it's already got quite a crowd there, and I don't know if I could really enjoy being there and being able to only see maybe a stage and a little bit of entertainment. Let me drop for a second. You know, it's just the idea of being in one spot, just seeing maybe an entertainment stage and part of the Times Square. I think TV is actually the way to do it. You can sit home where it's warm. You don't have to worry about really cold weather. Excuse me. I've been in New Year's celebrations up in Connecticut, and it was great to be around with a group of people because you could feel the everybody else would be around you. You'd be blocked out of the wind. You still had to dress for the cold weather. Wind chills were anywhere from like 5 to 10 below, and I always felt I had to go inside and warm up for a bit, and it was something, if you haven't been in the cold, you don't want to do it. N1VXP back to net control.
Well, you know what, Rick, I agree. You can see just as much on television. The Rose Parade, all the games, and the same with Times Square. I'm not sure when they start showing that. They show it at different times, and I'm not sure if it's when it gets closer, like at 10 o'clock. And they just go through that, and so you can see just as much on the television. I do agree. I want to conclude this afternoon session with just some fun facts for you, and some of these you may know and some of these you may not, but I wanted to share some with you. It's often thought that the first visitors you see after ringing in the new year would bring you good or bad luck, depending on who you keep as friends and enemies. That's why most people celebrating on New Year's Eve often do so with friends and family. If the first person to visit you was a tall and dark-haired man, this was especially lucky. Items or food that are ring-shaped is also considered good luck. This symbolizes coming full circle, which is what one year does. Some cultures eat ring-like food through the evening and through the night to ensure that good luck will be bestowed upon everyone who eats. The Dutch often eat donuts. Now, you know, they're round. Perfect. Black-eyed peas, usually with ham, are often consumed in certain parts of the United States. These are thought to bring good fortune in cultures around the world, not just the United States. Other foods that are eaten on New Year's Eve are cabbage, because the leaves represent prosperity. Ham also symbolizes prosperity. In Asian cultures, rice is a hearty and staple and lucky staple that's often eaten around midnight to signify the coming year of fortune. But let me pause here for a moment. We've talked about Auld Lang Syne. You know, that's the song that's usually sung. You know, Baby New Year is a symbol. Spain, people eat 12 grapes as the clock strikes midnight, one for each time the clock chimes on New Year's Eve. This ritual originated in the 20th century when freak weather conditions resulted in an unseasonably bumper harvest of grapes. Not able to decide what to do about so many grapes, at Christmas time, the King of Spain and the grape growers came up with the idea of the New Year ritual. I found that interesting. Let's see. People in China believe that there are evil spirits that roam the earth, so on New Year's they burn crackers to scare the evil spirits. During the New Year, the doors and windows of every home in China can be seen sealed with paper. This keeps them from evil demons coming in. Let's see. That pretty much, we know about the tournament parade. We talked a little bit about that. But in order to have a clean slate on which to start the New Year, people in times past have made certain that they had all of their borrowings cleared. And that's where we talked about turning over that new leaf. So, that's some interesting facts I wanted to share. I'm going to throw it out here as one final time for any final check-in as I end with a poem and a wish for you for the new year. So anyone, anywhere, wish to come aboard and make any final comments?
That I be.
All right, Dwayne, I want to wish you a happy new year and hope all is well in your area. Thanks for joining us as we conclude and wind down our Happy New Year special. So come aboard, Dwayne. Tell us how things are in your area, your household, and once again, a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Kathy. Yeah. Do all out there. Everything's going okay here. A little chilly. In the, I don't know, 20s, mid-20s, mid-20s, something like that. No snow, though. That's good. Anyway, Happy New Year, everyone. I've been listening along for a while. Listen, do a great job. And then it'll be back in there.
Well, thank you, Dwayne, for coming aboard and wishing everyone a Happy New Year. And good news about the snow. Maybe Gary can send his your direction so at least you have some snow for winter time. But I want to conclude with a poem and a wish for everyone's Happy New Year. But before I do, Gordon, are you able to come aboard for just a moment? There's a request in the text box. I'm not sure what he's wanting, but I think he's connected to us right now. KY6V, are you there in the background?
Yes, I am, Kathy, but you just pulled my attention over to the text box, which I haven't been following. KB2DY, you have a question, sir. Can we help in any way? Over. Okay, he may not be equipped to talk with us, but he is in the text box. I'll try to answer that on the text box for him, Kathy. Go ahead, KY6V.
All right, KY6V, thanks so much. And was hoping that he would come back so we could wish him a Happy New Year. But let's conclude today with a poem. New Year cheer. At the sound of tolling midnight bell, a brand new year will begin. Let's raise our hopes in a confident toast to the promise it ushers in. May your battles be few, your pleasure many, your wishes and dreams fulfilled. May your confidence stand in the face of loss and give you the strength to rebuild. May peace of heart fill all your days. May serenity grace your soul. May tranquil moments bless your life and keep your spirit whole. I wish to once again say, with the beginning of the countdown, it's time to greet the new year with new enthusiasm. And may the new dawn bring the freshness in your life like a fresh morning dew. And may every morning be like starting up a brand new day. And this note, wishing you a very happy new year. With that, I wish to thank everyone for their presence this afternoon and to wish everyone a very happy new year with health, joy and prosperity. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this has been Southcast, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. A VOIP and net schedules and general information may be found on our website. Your net control for the session has been Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you everyone for your participation. The net is now closed. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, wishing everyone a happy new year and saying 73 for now.